This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
It's the CNC Drive Factory Christmas Eve four-hour bumper edition with Chris and Cam. Good afternoon.
Now, we do have to say a big hello to lovely minion Tristan.
Tristan!
Who is a lazy bugger and has decided not to join us in the Hotbox studio today.
He'd be a minion.
He is. Of course, he won't get that because he still hasn't watched any Despicable Me. But Tristan wanted to let us say, he said, good afternoon to the number one show on Joy.
Aww.
He really wants something, doesn't he? He butters us up something horrible. And just want to say Merry Christmas to us from him and his partner, Chris.
And Merry Christmas to his partner, yes, Chris, as well. He wants it heard on the radio.
So. And they're sitting inside, keeping cool with the aircon on. I have said bring us some. And, of course, having a beer.
Of course he is. Apparently their dog Rocky's also enjoying the show.
In his massage chair.
Oh, he's having a massage in his massage chair.
Yeah. It's the life of the rich and famous down there at Tristan.
And he was saying how he has enjoyed being part of the show this year. And you are absolutely welcome, Tristan.
We'll see you back when you decide that you can be bothered coming in, Tristan.
Rather than sitting in his massage chair.
Yeah, with a beer. Yeah, with the aircon, which we need. Anyway, let's move on now from the laziness of Tristan to an ex-gay author who has worked out that the
rainbow flag is evil. Is he ex-gay?
Yes. Now,
what does that mean? So he's formerly gay.
Wait for it, Chris. Oh. Wait for it. Now, his name is Luca de Tolve. I may not have pronounced that right, but I'm not particularly worried if I have mispronounced that.
Italian?
Possibly. Who knows? He's a part-time author and full-time former gay. Okay, part-time author, full-time former gay.
Got it.
And he claims the only reason that he was a homosexual is because the devil made him be one.
I like that devil
very
guy.
Appropriate for this time of year, isn't it? All very religious at Christmas. Now, he always had the feeling when he was a gay, prior to him being a former gay, that he was a bit, you know, sneaking around, you know. He was sneaking around. And that was because he believed he allowed himself to listen to the devil. You know, devil made me do it. You know, sitting on his shoulder, went off to the, you know, have a root. And he said
it was only 4:15, Cameron.
Oh, it's fine. It's Christmas Eve. And it was because, and he said it's because Lucifer's the most powerful of all the angels. You know, not to mention the other ones of Charlie's angels. I think they're quite powerful. So you can listen to him. And he said, you know, his deafening tones lead to the gay community into pain, despair and darkness and sadistic pleasures. Sorry, this isn't hide and seek. He went on to say that gay men mark...
It's all sounding pretty good to me.
I know. So. It's party time down at Luca's house. And the author went on to say that gay men mark their pact with the devil, because we've all got a pact with the devil. Yeah. We mark it in a very unique way.
Do tell.
And that unique way is by waving the pride flag. That's right. The rainbow flag, designed by a homosexual activist, is the flag of gay pride, and the rainbow is the covenant between God and Noah. Wait for it. I'm getting there, okay? And the colours printed on the flag are reversed for what they are in, you know, on a real rainbow. And he said, so that means it's a pact with the devil. See, backwards, you know, like listening to a heavy metal track backwards and it's something from the devil. So that's our... that's our pact with the devil when we wave our rainbow flags. Did you get that?
I'm up with that. I'm up for that. That's cool. I'll go there. It's the devil good looking.
But he got cured of his homosexuality. And quite frankly, we say good riddance to you, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, and the devil, obviously the devil's good looking. Why would we make a pact with him otherwise?
True. Here on Joy 94.9.
Hope you're feeling better, Kate. Get better soon.
She's
get
back feeling on the road. Better. According to her social media, she's feeling much better. She took a complete break from everything for 6 months. She's popped back up to say she's much better.
So good luck to her is what we say.
It's Chris Cam, Chris and Cam for the CNC Drive Factory this afternoon. Minion's not with us, but, you know, I've got this.
Look at you. More like...
And Minion still doesn't get it because he refuses to watch Despicable Me.
I know.
But anyway, now moving on from Minion, Spearmint Rhino. Yes, the strippers. And donuts. What have those two things got to do with each other in America, obviously?
Well, donuts are squishy and sweet inside.
Like the people who work at Donut Rhino, Spearmint? No, that's not true. Actually, what it is Spearmint Rhino in the US is suing a donut store called Rhino Donuts.
Oh?
Yes. In the suit, they're saying Rhino Donuts is intentionally confusing customers and taking advantage of its famous brand. Because, you know, you will always get Spearmint Rhino strippers confused with Rhino Donuts.
Yes.
I can see where the intentional misleading comes from.
So would they have the same problem with Spearmint chewing gum?
Quite possibly, but Wrigley's have probably got more money than them. And the strip club in its lawsuit has pointed out that they have been featured on such luminary shows as South Park, The Tonight Show, and Tosh.0.
Oh, wow. Then they've got it wrapped up.
I know. And they also pointed out that the donut shop has not been featured on any national television shows yet. So they have said, Spearmint Rhino wishes the donut shop, which is called Rhino Donuts, which is intentionally confusing people, to stop selling donuts and give it all of the profits and destroy all of its things that look like rhinos. Can you work that out?
No.
Do you reckon they'll win?
No.
That's right. Although it is America, land of the free, so quite possibly they will.
Lady Hawk on Joy 94.9, Black, White and Blue. It was a big year for her. 2015, she got married to her partner in New Zealand. So she exchanged vows with Top of the Lake star, which I assume is a New Zealand sitcom or soapy, Madeline Sammy. Back in January.
Well, you never know. All those New Zealand shows, apparently we're getting a whole stack of them coming in over summer to fill the gaps in all the schedules on the TV shows. Okay. So we might get that one. You never know.
Look for Top of the Lake. You might see Lady Hawk's wife.
I'll have to keep an eye and work out who the hell she is. We had a message come in to onair@joy.org.au. Feel free to use that at any time you like. It was, from Erratic Eric. Erratic Eric and Athol.
Very good.
Just saying he's doing a little bit of cooking in preparation for having 14 people for lunch
14
tomorrow.
14 people?
Yes. And he wanted to say, Merry Christmas. And looking forward to hearing us all next year.
Oh, we're not going anywhere, Eric. We're cemented to this time slot.
I know. Can't get us out of here.
We're as locked in as the Daltons and Friday Drive.
Shut up, you. Now, although news on one... Yeah, anyway. We've got to say, though, if you're doing a lot of cooking at the moment, Erratic Eric, swing past the studios and drop some off. That would be really appreciated.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Why not?
He's cooking for his guests.
Look, there's always extra. It's Christmas. Now, moving on from Erratic Eric.
We got some news?
We do. Over to the Dominican Republic. Now, we don't often pop over to the Dominican Republic.
So you may need to give me a geography lesson here. I'm not actually sure where the Dominican Republic
is. Now, if I remember rightly, but of course the Joyces will correct me, I'm pretty sure it's one of those Central American countries? Or is it like in the Caribbean? Somewhere around there.
So it's Central South America.
Down below America.
Central South America.
Somewhere there.
Below Mexico.
Maybe.
Around.
Let's just say it's a country called the Dominican Republic. Okay, Chris? Now, over there, they have a US ambassador who was appointed by Barack Obama, and it's one of the homosexual ambassadors.
He's got a lot of those.
I know. He's got one here, one in Austria. So, he might have got confused between the two. You never know. There's one in Spain and one in Denmark and one in the Dominican Republic. But the Catholic cardinal in the Dominican Republic was not pleased.
No.
He was unimpressed with a homosexual coming into this country.
Is that what he said?
Probably said it like that. And he has lashed out at the US ambassador. Mm. And here's what he said to him. He said...
Did he do it in person?
Well, no, he did it in an interview with the local press.
Great.
So it's very public, right. You know. And he said, because the US ambassador said one or two things about the corruption in the Dominican Republic.
All right. Because the church would have nothing to do with that.
No. They've had a few child sex scandals and various other things, but nothing to worry about. Now, and here's what he said to the US ambassador, who is a married man to another man.
Mm.
He said, that man needs to go back to his embassy. Let him focus on housework since he's the wife to a man.
Has it been looking through the window?
The US Embassy declined to comment on that. And he has also previously referred to him as with the F word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so diplomacy
the
is not...
The ambassador.
Yes. And diplomacy is not for that sort of thing.
Oh.
That's so lovely. And then he ended up with he should take his pride elsewhere. So there's your Catholic cardinal in the Dominican Republic. Whereas...
I tell you, they do hate really well, don't they?
Look, if you're going to do it, you may as well do it right.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
So that's all we've got to say on the Dominican Republic. And if anyone would like to let us know actually where the Dominican Republic is, it would be much appreciated. 0427-JOY-949.
You know, we could just get down on our knees. We could bow a little, scrape a little.
No, that's what the cardinal doesn't like us doing, Grizz.
What, praying?
Get off your knees, all right?
Oh. This is Samantha Jade, and I'm wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks, Samantha Jade. Where's Leo when you need him? Oh, that's right, he's in New Zealand.
What's coming up on the CNC Drive Factory here, Chris? Cam?
Well, I will remind everybody the prize draw is open to win the $250 value pack, which includes a $25 pancake parlor voucher and an absolute stack of CDs from people like Erasure, Kylie, Judith Durham, Fifth Harmony, and so many more. You just have to send through your name, your membership number, and pop in there the words Merry Christmas. Send it through 0427-JOY-949.
Email on at joy.org.au.
Or call the very glamorous barrel girl, Harriet, on 1300-JOY-949, and she will be picking the winner at 6 o'clock for that $250 mega pack. And one of the entries that has come in piqued my interest, I must say, Chris.
Really?
It did. It was from Stacey. And she said Merry Christmas, so she's in the draw. Mm. And a blessed Litha to all her fellow pagan friends. I have never heard of that one. Because, you know, I saw the Krusty Christmas special, so I've got all my various ones that happen around Christmas. That's a new one. I'll have to remember it. So I will say thank you, Stacey.
And I'm happy Litha
to my thing. Yes.
Happy Litha to you.
Happy Litha.
Litha. Happy Litha.
Yes.
Okay.
So thank you. But keep those entries coming in too.
I'll have to look that up.
I know. Now moving on to television, one of my favourite subjects. As a radio person,
you probably should spend less time watching the television and probably listening to other radio, you know, to see what you're doing well.
I do both, Chris. I multitask. But one of my favourite shows of this year was I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yes,
and
it was.
And we have talked about this once or twice because the rumours are still going about who's going to go in there.
Look, it surprised me with how entertaining it was, actually, because I wasn't thinking it was going to be entertaining. But
and it was.
And a lot of it was down to the host, let's face it.
Julia Morris, I love her. And Dr. Chris Brown, he makes an excellent handbag, but he also throws a couple of zingers out there as well. Mm. So good on him, I say. But the rumour mill is still going. Now, we did report that Anthony Kalia was in the running as the somewhat faded reality TV show star that was up for the running.
I think you heard that description and that's what first came to mind.
I read that description. Oh, okay. Somebody printed it. And he denied it, but in political terms, what's a flat-out denial mean?
Oh, it's got
to
be true.
That means it's true.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that one goes. But here's some of the other names that have been floated around. Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, that's a good possibility. Mm. Yeah.
And speaking of singers that are maybe not so high up as they used to be.
Yeah.
Tim O'Maggi, otherwise known as Tim-O-Matic. He'd qualify in that reality show type, you know, not so great
one. Let's face it, he didn't get a gig in the new Australia's Got Talent, did he? No.
So, you know, and for comedy people, they're looking at apparently Fiona O'Loughlin, friend of Joy, and Akmal.
Oh, yeah.
Who do the rounds a bit.
Yeah.
As the pretty girl, they're looking at Erin Holland, who was the former Miss World Australia. Always add the last bit in because she didn't win. The lesser Stafford brother, Chris, the one who wasn't doing Delta.
No, Chris is the good-looking one.
No, it's the other one. They've used, unless they've got the wrong picture in here.
Oh, because Chris is the good-looking one that's going out with Delta.
Oh, well, then they've got the wrong picture in here then.
Ah.
So one of them's up for it. So we'll see which one that actually is if he makes it there.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, now you remember this year, Fresh from being fired by Kiss, or Mix as it was, Chrissy Swan went on. And then that reinvigorated her career.
She got a new job in on the Gold Coast radio, and now she's gone back to Melbourne breakfast
show. I know. Funnily enough, her former co-star, who they kept on at Mix/Kiss because she was cheaper.
And how now they've now fired
her 12 months later, is apparently in the running to be sent to the jungle.
Well, why wouldn't you? Come on.
So they just seem to wait outside the Kiss studios, and whoever the breakfast host is that's fired, they offer them a contract for the jungle.
Excellent.
So, but we've got to wait and see.
I know.
I'm looking forward to it, though. I will say it.
14 minutes until shopping is over, people. If you haven't done it now,
you're pretty screwed.
Yeah. You are on Joy 94.9 CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. We're on air right through till 8 o'clock tonight.
Now, Chris and everyone, do you remember that little show that was a massive hit in this country called Kath and Kim?
I do.
Which they did try and make an American version of, but it was atrocious.
It was terrible.
But
Kath and Kim made a movie.
Yeah. They probably shouldn't have, but they did. It's another one of those shows that probably went on a series too long.
Yeah.
In my humble
There was opinion. A high demand for it to come back. And they met that demand. And
Shouldn't have. Anyway, but as you know, they lived in a house in the fictional suburb of Fountain Lakes.
They did.
Down the road from the lovely fictional, but not fictional, shopping centre of Fountain Lakes, which is actually Fountain Gate Shopping Centre. Well, the house, which is actually a real house located at 4 Lagoon Place in Pato Lakes. That's right. It's in Pato Lakes.
Paterson Lakes?
Yeah. Oh. At 4 Lagoon Place is up for sale.
Oh, that's where they did all the external filming.
Yes.
Right.
The actual house they used is this particular house. No, they used the internals of it as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. The only thing they didn't use of the actual house, because the actual house backs onto one of the canals and has a jetty, which they deliberately didn't show in the show because, well,
Fountain Lakes doesn't have a lot of canals.
But it is up for sale. The selling agency, Comfy Real Estate. And no, I didn't make that up. And no, that doesn't come from Kath and Kim. That's a real name, okay? Comfy Real Estate have got this up for sale. So the nice, different, unusual, effluent house. How much do you reckon you would pay for a house that was used in Kath and Kim, which is currently up for sale for the third time in 5 years? I'm not sure what that says about it. How much would you expect to have
it's
paid?
It's out there.
It's in Pato Lakes.
That was always a prime real estate area. Mm-hmm. How big is it?
Reasonably sized, 2 stories. It's light-filled, spacious, with a superb open-plan living and kitchen area.
Oh, $750.
That's not very effluent. No. It last sold, they haven't released a price for it, it last sold for $1.35 million.
Okay.
A year before that, it sold for $1.2 million.
Right.
And it's been, this will be the third time
in
5 years.
So 1.6, 1.7 is probably. Yeah, okay.
Now, as they did say, we do not know if
But hang on. I'm thinking about the kitchen. Was that the real kitchen?
I'm pretty sure
house?
That was the actual kitchen.
It was like
house.
A 1980s god-awful blah.
It was nice.
It was different, unusual,
and it was a very effluent kitchen.
Mm.
And you may well find some bits of food left behind from Kath and Kim. But it is all up for sale. We don't know if Kath's Pilates equipment or the plasma are still in there. But if you would like to be an effluent owner, you can buy that house from Comfy Real Estate.
Sounds amazing.
No, it doesn't.
17 minutes past 6, Joy 94.9, Christmas Eve, CNC Drive Factory, bumper edition, right through till 8 o'clock tonight.
Now, why are we going right through till 8 o'clock tonight, Chris?
Well, the Stand Up Straight crew had too many things on over Christmas. And, it's as we know, Michelle's very family-oriented and, she's been in the kitchen for the last week.
I know. And she, funnily enough, sent us in a message.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
She managed to tear herself away from the oven.
I know. She couldn't be bothered coming into the studio, but she could be bothered getting near her phone. And funnily enough, guess what she wanted to say? She said, have a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Oh, thanks,
and
Michelle.
Look out for the Goggle Boxing Day special. Boxing Day special, an entire day of Gogglebox on the Lifestyle
Channel.
So
a marathon of both series.
Yes, and I'm assuming that's Boxing Day.
Yes,
on Saturday. Global Boxing Day.
Wow.
Thank you for letting me know, Michelle, and I may well be watching. And Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas, all that stuff.
Yes.
What's that new one we heard? Happy Litha.
Litha, yes. I'm assuming it's a happy Litha.
Yeah.
Please let us know if the first word should be something different. Now, moving on. It's been a big year.
Well, we are moving on, but we're not, because we are all still talking about crazy television on cable television.
Kind of, yes. Mm. It's been a big year for one Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes, it has.
Now, if we go back to April this year.
She is only 1 year old.
I know, not quite even. Not even. If we go back to April, was when the mega interview, which was actually with Bruce and Diane Sawyer.
Yes.
Now, that 17 million people watched that.
Mm.
And in that interview, Bruce at the time promised Diane that in 12 months, they would have another interview. And at that time,
will there be anything
promised
left?
It would be all, you know, the transit. It would be everything would
will
be
Will there be anything
changed?
Left, say, given that we've seen everything on the first series of I Am Kate?
I'm sure. So it has been announced with Diane Sawyer. The interview is going to go ahead at the exact 12-month period.
But he originally recorded that quite a few months earlier. So
yes,
will
but it will be done.
Will she be recording that again a few months earlier?
We're not sure, but it should air 12 months later in April 2016.
Okay.
So it's effectively booked in, and Diane Sawyer has officially announced that it will be going ahead.
Right.
So we're looking forward to that.
I reckon there'll be a slide in the audience.
Well, probably. Because it was just such a big event then. And we have seen a lot. And we do have to remember.
We have seen a lot of Caitlyn in the last 12 months.
We have
months.
To remember there is a series 2 of I Am Kate coming up. And it was funny because I actually read on the BBC today. They had their top 10 most interesting shows of 2015. Yeah.
And I Am Kate was in there.
Yes, I Am Kate
Did
was
I Am
in
Kate
there.
View, air on the BBC in the UK?
No. I don't know who it aired on in the UK, but they had it in the UK.
Oh, and they flagged it as one of the most interesting shows.
They said it was the first time, or it was actually probably the best show that has ever been produced by the E! Network.
Okay.
The least sensationalised, you know, all of that for a show from the E! Network.
Okay. That's a backhanded compliment.
Well, you know what? It was a backhanded compliment to the
all
network.
All of your stuff is shit, but this wasn't too bad.
This was quite good. And I have to agree, I really enjoyed it. And funnily enough, because I enjoyed all the girls around Caitlyn quite a lot in that show. So it's actually, I'm quite looking forward to series 2 of it, which should air sometime next year, even though the first series didn't actually rate particularly well. But E! Have decided they are going to keep their mitts on Caitlyn Jenner because she is one of the network's stars.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So big things still to come for Caitlyn.
Yep, and she's had some troubles along the way.
Yes, she has.
She's had some troubles.
It's not like she's got the whole transgender community on side right now.
No, she's, you know, 2 steps forward, 1 step back.
10 step back.
All we can say is good luck to her. And I am actually looking forward to the interview with Diane Sawyer because that will probably be damn good.
Quick message in from Stacey, who is our mega prize winner and also who told us all about Litha. She's filled in the details for it. It's the summer solstice on the pagan calendar. There you go. So, which would be about now. In fact, I think the longest day was just yesterday.
Yeah, sorry. Well,
so
you know.
It is Litha.
All of these events, a lot of them are all based in the same area. Everyone just appropriates it each one that comes along.
I get that. All right, 22 minutes past 6 here on Joy 94.9. Another gay artist for you. This one was out of Malta. He was in Eurovision a few years ago too. It's Glenn Vella and One Life on Joy. Good time on Joy 94.9. It's the Justice Crew.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Miss Universe, as you know, there was a slight controversy when they did an Australia's Next Top Model and named the wrong girl as winner and then about 4 seconds later, ripped the crown off her head and put it on the correct winner.
How is it that this is now a thing? Like, this is like the third time this has happened in a major event.
Well, you know.
In the last couple of years.
You got to make Miss Universe relevant in some way, shape or form, don't you?
What, so they made the same mistake?
So screw it up. Well, they haven't got the old Trumpster. He's not there to promote it as much as usual because he's a bit busy offending everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as against offending everybody while promoting Miss Universe.
Right.
But anyway, poor Miss Columbia. She was the one left on the shelf after the incident.
Did she get second? Did she get an honourable mention?
She was the first loser, yes. Who was the first winner for a moment until she became the first loser.
They didn't actually get to putting a crown on her head, did they?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I believe they had to rip it off her little pretty head.
Oh, no.
And move it over to Miss Philippines, who then ran just in case it was going to move back again. But this could all work out very nicely for Miss Columbia.
Mm.
An offer has been made by porno head honcho of Vivid Videos. You know, these porno people, they pop up at every controversy, don't they? They have offered Miss Columbia $1 million.
Jesus.
If she would like to appear in pornography. Now, it's not, you know, it's not a, you know, trashy kind of offer.
They say what?
As they said, they...
They said, you're laughing at your own ridiculousness. I know.
They
now.
Said, now remember Vanessa Williams. You remember her? From ages ago, she was one who was stripped of her title when nude pictures of her emerged at some point.
Yeah.
And she went on to be quite a successful actress.
Well, she had experience.
She certainly did. Now, and he continues on with his sales pitch to Miss Columbia from there. And then he said, celebrity sex tapes we've distributed have enhanced the careers of stars such as Kim Kardashian and Pamela Anderson. You can see the sales pitch here. It's going well.
It's a great scrapbook, isn't it?
And then he continued on. Mm. And he said, now, of course, as part of the deal, you can pick your partner, the type of sex you want to have, and how many movies you will ultimately appear in. She probably should just say one. I'll take the meal for one. And then he put the cherry on top of the cake for her.
The cherry?
Yeah, the cherry on top of the cake.
I'm not sure that we know whether that's a verifiable one.
We don't know if there is one or not. And in the end, he said they would commission the making of the very first ever Vivid Girl crown for her. And it will be... and they continued... And he
I like the way
her,
they customise their sales pitch. Yeah.
And he assured her it will be grander than anything that damn Miss Philippines will ever wear.
Oh, dear.
And now we shall never speak of Miss Universe again. Now, I have to ask you a true or false entertainment question now, Chris. Now, Adele. I'm sure you've heard of her.
I have.
Possibly one of the biggest stars on the planet at the moment. And the person who shows you can still sell physical copies of music.
Yes.
And make a hell of a lot of money at
just
the same time.
Just have to have a product that attractive people want to buy. To pensioners.
Not necessarily pensioners, just people of an older demographic.
Yes.
Now, but Adele likes to tweet. True or false?
She likes to tweet.
But she likes to drunk tweet.
Ooh.
Do you think Adele looks like the kind of girl who'd have a tipple and a tweet?
She's cockney. Of course she likes to have a drink.
But does she like to tweet after she's had one or two beverages, which may have impaired her judgment?
I bet she does.
You're saying true?
Yeah.
And you are 100% correct. I like Adele. Yes, she had to say that she now has a feature set on her phone that all of her tweets require approval by other people. Because she has said some things she shouldn't have in the past.
Oh, do we know what
after
any of them are?
A bevy or two, as she said.
Did you do any research?
No, they were all deleted along the way, as is the usual way. And as I don't follow Adele, I probably haven't got them.
Bugger. I'd like to know what she said.
She probably said, hello. Hello. To various people.
Joy 94.9, Cincy Dry Factory with Chris and Cam, fourth hour into the show.
It's the extended edition.
Filling in for Stand Up Straight.
Who will be back in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Not next week, but the week after.
Next week at 8 o'clock will be the first hour. So we'll be doing another four-hour show next week. And then after that, we bang into 4 hours of queer DJ sets leading into your New Year's Eve, New Year's Day celebration.
It's going to be a big night here on Joy 94.9. Speaking of big, Lady Gaga, still a mega star around the place, starring in one of those American Horror Story things, I think, at the moment, doing all the Tony Bennett stuff as well. She's making music everywhere, recently married. I saw her on Twitter. She was making, I'm pretty sure it was Beef Wellington. for her husband from scratch. Scratch.
Really?
Making the pancakes and everything. And the
You mean the pastry?
Yeah. They make pancake things.
Pastry.
Oh, whatever.
Because you wrap the beef in pastry. That's what a beef well
yeah, that was. Yeah, she was doing all that sort of stuff. So she was doing all that from scratch. Like, she's quite good there. But...
Are you saying that she wasn't complete until she could be a homebody in the kitchen?
Well, apparently that's how she's putting
it. You sexist bastard.
It's not what I said, and you know that. You're just a horrible person, Christopher. Merry Christmas to you. Now, the actual point of my story.
Yes.
And now, first of all, I will say this first. Nobody should do what happened here for Lady Gaga, as this is not an appropriate Christmas present for people who do not know what's coming. Unless they are, of course, somebody like Lady Gaga, who is mega rich and will, you know, all that kind of thing. All right. So remember that? Got it?
Got it.
Right. Lady Gaga's record company were obviously quite happy with her and bought her a Christmas present.
Oh, that's nice.
What do you think they bought her as a Christmas present? I will give you one guess, so make it count.
A fry pan so she could cook those
cook for
steak,
her husband.
That steak dress.
No, that's in a museum. No. They gave her a pony.
A My Little Pony from Lady Gaga.
An actual pony.
Oh, an actual.
A real pony.
Does she have property? Does she have
I'm sure she can get one. It's not really a problem. They surprised her with a white horse wearing a harness and a pink bow, which arrived on her doorstep.
Oh, my God. What if she doesn't like ponies?
No, she does.
Oh.
And then she tweeted after it arrived, "I will ride and care for and love her forever."
Like a four-year-old.
Yes.
God.
I will love her and care for her and ride her forever.
Now you're just mimicking our four-year-old knees.
I am.
Yeah. God. They bought her a pony.
They bought her a pony, yeah. Yeah. And I bet it wasn't cheap.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Well, there's a bad Christmas present I wouldn't recommend.
No, don't do that for any normal people, okay?
No.
CNC Drive Factory presents the weekly world news headlines, the world's only reliable news.
New York, New York. A new super exclusive and incredibly expensive restaurant is taking the city by storm. Spoonfed is the place to be, and dishes are priced in the hundreds of dollars each. Why? Well, as the name suggests, at Spoonfed, you have an individual staff member who picks up the utensils and personally escorts the food to your mouth. The owner, Victor Thorpe, said he came up with the idea when he saw just how hard it was to eat and update Instagram on your phone at the same time. Said, now you can chew and type. So one complaint has emerged, though. A diner said, I was quite unnerved by the bathroom attendant. I strongly feel that this level of personal attention should be confined to the dining area. Do you love bacon? I mean, really love bacon. Well, a brand new product from J&D Foods is for you. The company that brought you Bacon Salt and Bacon A's is now producing the Bacon Coffin. To be available exclusively at Costco stores worldwide, it is the world's first bacon-wrapped coffin. The coffin will be from $3,000 and go up from there, depending on the size of the coffin. They estimate the coffin to fit 200-kilo people will be the most popular. A company spokesman said, don't you judge us. After Bacon Lube, we all knew it was going to get weirder. And yes, we will all go to hell for this, but you'll all buy it. With Christmas upon us, leading figures in the Christian churches have today revealed plans to reboot their biggest hit, the Bible, as they're being overshadowed by rival franchise Star Wars this Christmas. Despite being riddled with plot holes and inconsistencies, the self-styled good book has been deeply influential in pop culture over the past few millennia and now looks to reinvigorate its former success following a decline in recent years. We always thought the previous edition ended rather abruptly, leaving readers with more questions than they started with. A reboot was basically necessary, pontificated the Pope. Peter and John's ongoing will-they-won't-they relationship seems to be both a loose end and a fan favourite, if the fan fiction's anything to go by. And of course, there's always the issue of the Second Coming. Despite announcements that many former characters will be returning, including John the Baptist, Isaiah, and a promised cameo from everyone's favourite baddie, Herod, the hero, Jesus Christ Walker, has been markedly absent from publicity material, leading many to speculate that he may have turned to the dark side. The announcement's been largely well received by fans, with Reverend Alfred Parker saying, "The Bible's been such a big influence on me growing up. I can't wait to see all my old favourites back in action. I'm excited about the new characters they're going to introduce too. Apparently they've promised to put in some women who aren't just prostitutes, mothers or pure evil." But many others remain cynical, with one of the people calling for the reboot an unapologetic cash grab and saying the Star Wars Christianity rivalry was just soulless corporate enterprise over who gets the most money in the December period.
That was the Weekly World News, your only reliable news.
CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam for a few more minutes.
Look, everyone's favourite singing grandma, Madonna, she's been having some issues over in the UK with her little tour over there. First of all, there was the one where she was a bit late, and then she finished a bit early. And then there was an event in Glasgow where she decided to, she'd left the stage and decided the concert was over. Oh. So the lights came on and all that kind of stuff. And then she popped out again and tried to start singing again. But the power had actually been turned off to everything already on the stage, so she couldn't use a microphone or anything. So they had a sing-along to our Holiday with the crowd, a very a cappella version of it.
Okay.
And then she posted on Instagram, "We don't stop till it's over, Glasgow. Don't try to silence the Queen." As in, you know, how dare you turn all the stuff off. The venue responded officially and said, "Madonna finished her agreed set and then chose to come on for another song. By that stage, all the power and control equipment had been disconnected by her people."
Right.
So it was her fault that it was done like that. And in the same area, Madonna was also spotted attempting to bypass traffic outside one of her concerts by putting a fake police light in the front of her limousine. You know, just one of those flashy red spot special type lights?
Yeah.
She had that sitting in the front of the limo to try and get through where police were trying to block a road.
Oh, good.
Oh, Madonna.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.